This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. Over the past decade, federal officials have logged 77 incidents of vessels hitting whales in Alaska waters. About three-quarters of those were endangered humpbacks. But it's not clear why those strikes keep happening. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports that a group of federal researchers and marine pilots have teamed up to combine what scientists know about whale behavior with what marine pilots know about ships.
Most of the millions who visit Glacier Bay National Park each year never touch dry land. They view the majestic ice sheets from the deck of a cruise ship. But for those that do make landfall, a visitor center in Bartlett Cove displays a towering skeleton of a humpback whale. National Park Service scientist Scott Gendy explains she didn't die of natural causes.
Well, this is the whale that was struck in 2001 by a cruise ship that was exiting Glacier Bay. And it kind of served as a catalyst to a lot of the efforts to reduce the probability of collision between ships and whales in the park.
The whale's name was Snow. She was a pregnant humpback that park visitors had been photographing since the 1970s. Princess Cruise Lines ended up paying $750,000 to settle with the federal government. Vessel strikes are rare, but they're still a threat to endangered humpback whales. Gendy is riding as an observer on Holland America's Nordam. He's using a spotter scope and has a walkie-talkie to talk to the bridge.
Two killer whales, 12 o'clock, about 2,000 meters.
Two killer whales, 2,000 meters.
We take a waypoint when we sight a whale. Then we write down on the data sheet that has the distance, the orientation, the behavior, and the relative bearing to the ship.
Gendy designed this program that's been logging observations since 2006 on how whales react as these hulking ships close in. But he didn't realize how it could translate into real-world advice until a chance meeting with the people driving the ships. In Alaska, foreign flag vessels have to hire pilots to guide them through state waters. He says the pilots told him,
"We do this all the time, and it's not just in Glacier Bay. And we'd like to work with you and develop some of these ideas because you have a good grip on the science of whale behavior, but we're the ones out there operating the ships every day."
Gendy's research, coupled with the pilots' experiences at the helm, is getting results. Their research lays out what they've learned in Glacier Bay and some ways it could be applied in other places. That's important, as federal authorities have logged around 180 whale strikes in U.S. waters over the last decade. But that's an undercount. Ships aren't legally required to report when they've hit a whale, and sometimes they don't even know it happened. The dead whale can sink to the bottom, or it decomposes on a remote beach. Other times, it isn't discreet. Like in 2017, when a Princess Cruise Lines ship sailed into Ketchikan with a dead humpback laying across its bow. Larry Vose says he's still learning, even after decades driving ships in Southeast Alaska. He's had some close calls.
There's just times when, for whatever reason, with nothing else going on, literally, a whale surfaces close aboard.
This group of federal researchers and independent marine pilots recently put their findings down on paper in an article published this fall in the journal Frontiers in Marine Science. Gendy says it's a long road ahead, but he's happy with what they've contributed so far.
If we can understand the nature of ship strikes without actually having ship strikes occur, then you can formulate management actions, or we can understand avoidance maneuvers without having a bunch of dead whales on the beach.
On the bow of the Holland America ship, passengers wrapped in parkas on a chilly summer day, hoot and holler as a humpback whale sidles up to the ship. This is what they've come to Alaska to see. Reporting in Glacier Bay, I'm Jacob Resnick.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.